Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm really interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? Anything specific you'd like to know about our voice AI capabilities or how we can help your business?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha. Haha, well, I'm Dasha too, so that's a fun coincidence. I've definitely heard of Vector Solutions. They're pretty well known. We work with a variety of companies to create natural, engaging voice AI experiences. What kind of solutions are you interested in exploring today?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up, Mary. No worries about the audio. Technology can be quirky sometimes, right? Lead generation and revenue growth are always top priorities. Many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic. Also, scaling personalized outreach efficiently can be tricky. How does your AI handle those challenges?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a natural, engaging way without sounding robotic.
Great question. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding and generation to mimic human conversation patterns. Pauses, intonation, even small interjections like or ah. This makes interactions feel much more genuine and less scripted. Plus, it adapts dynamically to the prospect's responses, so it's not just a one-way monologue. It's like having a real conversation but automated. Pretty neat, right?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ooh, I love that forward thinking. If it's a year from now and your AI has exceeded expectations, I'd imagine a few things. A steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual manual hustle, conversations that feel genuinely human and build trust quickly, and a noticeable boost in revenue thanks to more effective outreach. Plus, the team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. How close am I?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual manual hustle? Why is that important to you?
Good point to clarify. By a steady stream of qualified leads, I mean consistently getting prospects who are genuinely interested and fit your ideal customer profile so your sales team isn't wasting time on dead ends. Without the usual manual hustle means less cold calling, fewer repetitive tasks, and more automation handling the initial outreach. That's important because it frees up your team to focus on building relationships and closing deals, which ultimately drives revenue growth. Make sense?
Tell me more about freeing up your team to focus on building relationships and closing deals.
Absolutely. When your AI handles the initial outreach and lead qualification, your sales team isn't stuck making endless cold calls or sorting through unqualified leads. Instead, they can spend their time nurturing warm prospects, tailoring their approach, and closing deals. This shift not only boosts productivity, but also improves morale because people love working on meaningful conversations rather than tedious tasks. Plus, it often leads to higher conversion rates since your team is focusing on the right opportunities. Pretty powerful, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, some of the biggest challenges businesses often face include scaling outreach without losing that personal touch, managing large volumes of leads efficiently, and making sure the conversations feel natural enough to keep prospects engaged. Also, integrating new AI tools smoothly into existing workflows can be a hurdle. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing that personal touch, managing large volumes of leads efficiently, and making sure the conversations feel natural enough to keep prospects engaged are affecting the business right now?
Oh, that's a thoughtful question. When scaling outreach without losing the personal touch is tough, businesses risk sounding robotic or generic, which can turn prospects off. Managing large lead volumes inefficiently means missed opportunities and wasted resources. And if conversations don't feel natural, engagement drops, leading to fewer qualified leads and slower revenue growth. Altogether, these issues can slow down sales cycles and limit growth potential. Does that match what